Thanks. Thank you, Sam. Help me welcome Tamin.
Good morning, Tamin Alcoholic. Man, are you guys still with us, man? I feel like I need some coffee. Holy shit. Fuck. But, yeah. Where do I start? My home group's NICAP. It's in Tacoma, Washington. I'm the alternate GSR there. It's the only late night meeting there. It's at 11 o'clock on the weekends, 10 p.m. during the weekday. I'm sponsored. I'm currently sponsoring. My sobriety day is 6/25/13, and that day, 11 U.S. Marshals came to my house, and they knocked on my door. It was like 5 in the morning, and I had this rule, like, you couldn't come to my house, like, between, like, 10 p.m. and, like, 7 a.m., you know, to buy dope. And so when someone's knocking at 5 a.m., I'm like, who the fuck is this tweaker knocking on my door? So I go down, open the door, and 11 marshals got guns in my face saying, Tamin Sawar, you've been indicted by a grand jury. And I'm, like, so confused, like, what the fuck? And, but really they were saying, Tamin Sawar, you're going to get sober today. Cause I've been sober ever since. So yeah, you know, I went to county, you know, I was facing 5 to 40, and you know, I had no idea AA existed, you know, growing up on the streets. I mean, being an alcoholic was celebrated. That's what we did. We smoked and drank. I mean, if you was a square, you was viewed as weak, you know, you wasn't a part of. So yeah, you know, I was in county. I kept getting sent to the hole. You know, I got sent to the hole for fighting. I got sent to the hole for being out of bounds. You know, I was in a restricted area. And then I finally got into this mod called Programs Mod. And it was kind of like we took classes, try to rehabilitate ourselves in county. And I remember I was playing basketball with this guy, and I saw like everyone going to the CO table, and I'm like, the fuck's going on, you know? And so, you know, I go out and I'm like, what's going on? What are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we're signing up for this meeting. I'm like, a meeting? They're like, yeah, we get to leave and go to a meeting. I'm like, well, fuck, I want to leave, you know? So I fucking go sign up, you know? So, you know, when that third tradition, you know, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking, right? Well, mine was a desire to get out of Programs Mod. So yeah, that was my first meeting. You know, eventually, you know, I got sent to the hole again in Programs Mod. You know, I was trying to manipulate some commissary. They called it hindering information on commissary. But really, but I was, you know, just doing my thing. I remember that third time in the hole, you know, they gave me 23 days. And I'm like, fuck, I can't do this, man. You know, so I called my lawyer up. I was waiting for a bed with Intertribal. There's a treatment center in downtown Omaha, Nebraska. And I was waiting on a bed for them, but they're taking forever, man. I was in there for like, you know, almost 3 months. So I called my lawyer when I was in the hole because that's the only person I could call. And I was like, what's taking so long for that bed? And she's like, I don't know. But she's like, a bed opens up at Nova in 10 days if you want to go. And I'm like, let's do it. And, you know, I heard some horror stories about Nova, but, you know, I was just so done, you know, going to the hole and being in county. So, you know, I went to Nova, but I didn't find AA in Nova. You know, I found NA in Nova. And I remember they were like, you know, a three-quarter way house is too soft for you. You need to go to the halfway house. And there's this halfway house called the Archman's Halfway House. And, you know, I was like, all right, you know, I'll go to the halfway house. So I went there and, I got released on federal pretrial because I was a first-time nonviolent drug offender. So that's why the feds let me out on pretrial release. And, when I went to the Arch, I went and screened. And I remember talking with the guys, you know, I was super willing, you know, I just wanted to fucking, you know, learn how to live life, whatever, and not go back to county. And I remember they were like, you know, that ponytail is not going to fly here. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? You know, they're like, because, you know, at the Arch, you know, they want you clean cut. And you know, I was like, yeah, you know, maybe this place isn't for me. So I go back and, you know, my counselor's like, you know, you got to show me something different. But, you know, my arrogance and my, you know, my ego was just too big. And, you know, they were like, you know, you're Arch material, man. You know, three-quarter way is too soft for you. And I was like, fuck. So, and I remember, you know, I took care of my grandpa his last 5 years of his life. And, you know, he was the Omaha way through and through. You know, he was a singer for the tribe. And, you know, he started the Warrior Society down in Omaha. And, you know, he told me, you know, we cut our hair to show a sign of a new beginning. So, like, say, like, you know, someone close to your family dies. Well, you cut your hair to show that new road that you're starting without them. And, you know, I took that into consideration because, you know, I was going to the arch regardless. So I cut my hair to show that red road I was going to begin. Holy shit, everyone's going to go to bed now. Fuck. All right, but yeah, you know, I cut my hair to show that new road I was starting without my alcoholism, my addiction. And yeah, you know, the arch was that was an animal, man. It was like the 12 steps of AA on steroids. And what I mean by that, man, they just fucking crammed the steps into you like Team Ramrod. It was like steps 1, 2, and 3 every day for my first 30 days. And what that looks like is I had to make a powerless statement. So basically I wrote out what I was powerless over that day, how it made my life unmanageable, and what I did to turn that over. I had to do that every day for 30 days the first month. And then they had these things called Peary vows, man. This shit was fucked up too. So it was a house, you know, me and 17 other guys. And every 30 days, you get 30 days to size the new guy up. And basically you write out like, well, what's his appearance? Blah, blah, blah. You know, do you trust him? No. What's his first priority? You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, just basically you're doing like a 6 and 7 step, but these guys are showing what you look like to them, you know? And it was fucked up. I remember that first Peary vow, man. I mean, yeah, you know, I was licking my wounds for the first 2 days, but, you know, I went right back to the old Tamim. And I remember there was two other Native guys, because I tried pulling the Native card there, because it was, like, ran by white people, a lot of white guys there. So I pull the Native card all the time, like, oh, you guys are doing this to me because I'm Indian, you know? And and then there was two other Indian guys there, and, like, we kind of clicked up, you know, we keeping each other sick in there, you know? And they kicked one guy out, then they moved one guy to the three-quarter way, so I was, like, left alone. You know, I couldn't, you know, be sick with anyone, so I had to fucking do something. But yeah, you know, that second Peary vow, man, you know, I cried. And I didn't cry since I was, like, 11, 12 years old, you know, grown man crying and shit. But, like, all that fucking guilt, all that shame that I had built up just came flowing out, man. And all that delusion that I was clouding myself with just was swept away, and I was able to see the unmanageability I was causing other people. Because, you know, selling dope, you know, you're not really unmanageable. You know, you're just making other people's lives unmanageable. So I couldn't really see that. So that first step was kind of fucked up because, you know, yeah, I'm powerless. Yeah, we celebrated being an alcoholic. But is my life unmanageable? No, I'm good. That was the delusion right there. But yeah, I think we got to cut this short. But I mean, the steps. So, like, steps 1 and 2 was, like, an idea to me. 3, that was, like, where the action started, because I had to do that third step prayer. So 3 through 9 was, like, how I got well. And then steps 10 through 12, that's how I stay well. And yeah, man. I mean, you know, I did sobriety in prison. You know, I had to go to prison. I did I got sentenced to 3 years. So I was facing 5 to 40. I pleaded out. They dropped it down to a 0 to 20. They gave me 3 years. So then I took another program in there. I went to Yankton Federal Prison Camp in South Dakota. But that was the bonus plan to my recovery, man, because, you know, I got to meet the Native brothers up there, you know, got to learn how to sweat. And I got out, and then, you know, I went back and got affiliated back with the Archman's Halfway House and started helping out those guys that were, you know, going through the same process that I went through. And that helped me a lot, because coming out, you know, you kind of have that prison mentality, like, what have you done for me lately? But then, you know, getting back with the Arch was like, you know, how can I help these guys? These guys are fucked up. You know, I was in their position. They're going through hell right now. But yeah, so that's all I got.